The Five Holy Days in the End Time Prophetic Timeline. Published by I Saw the Light Ministries. Written and published 2017. Specific years added on March 7, 2021. This timeline will absolutely be fulfilled. This is not just a maybe or possibility. These five holy days are absolutely connected in the perfect prophetic timeline of the end time events. The timeline is specific concerning five holy days that are perfectly aligned in the end time calendar. Please pray pause and take the time to pray before continuing to listen to this article. Then please listen OT the entire article before making your final judgment. Proverbs 18 verse 13, He that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. It is not wise to judge this article before you examine all of the proof that I present. Summary of the 2022 to 2025 prophetic timeline aligned with five holy days. 1 on Purim, St. Patrick's Day, March 17, 2022 equals opening of fifth seal equals the abomination of desolation of Daniel 12 and Matthew 24 equals the strong delusion of 2 Thessalonians 2 equals Bashar Assad, president of Syria, appears in the sky in a fake coming of Jesus. Many people worldwide worship him. Beginning of 30 days of fleeing for the true saints of Jesus and for the Jews. Beginning of the 1290 and 1335 days of Daniel 12. The dates of the holy day events could occur on the traditional Jewish dates, or perhaps on the correct dates. The Jews are usually off by around 2 days of each holy day. 230 days later, on the first day of unleavened bread, April 16, 2022 equals Gog-Magog war equals invasion of Israel by Syria, Russia, Iran, and other nations. Beginning of 1260 days of the Great Tribulation. The two witnesses begin their prophetic ministry. 3 Pentecost June 16, 2024 equals opening of sixth seal. Sealing of the 144,000. 4 Feast of Trumpets, October 3, 2024 equals opening of the seventh seal. First trumpet blows. 5 Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, September 30 to October 1, 2025 equals blowing of the seventh trumpet of the seventh seal. Jesus partially descends in the sky to meet the true saints who will be caught up into heaven for the marriage supper. This is opposite of the rapture, which is when the sinners will be eaten by the rapture birds. First resurrection. Start of 41 and a half days of the wrath. Marriage supper occurs in heaven during the 41 and a half days. Exactly 1,000 years after the first resurrection on the Day of Atonement, the second resurrection will also occur on the Day of Atonement. Then exactly 100 years later, the Great White Throne Judgment will occur on the Day of Atonement. Feast of Tabernacles 2025 equals Marriage Supper Feast of the Lamb and the Bride, Church, ongoing in heaven. The Feast of Tabernacles is observed by staying in a temporary shelter/location. In the year that Jesus returns, his bride, the church, will observe the marriage feast and wedding in heaven as a temporary location before returning to rule the earth. Jesus and his army of saints return to earth at the end of the 41 and a half day wrath, at the Battle of Armageddon on Armistice Day, Veterans Day, November 11, 2025. Please don't have a knee-jerk reaction of immediate rejection without examining the evidence. Summary of the proof. The Bible scripture describes the catching up of the saints and the blowing of the seventh trumpet of the seventh seal on a day that can only be the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, due to the opening of temple and the Ark of the Covenant on that day, as well as the slaughter of the wicked as symbolic sacrifices of the four specific animals that were sacrificed only on the Day of Atonement. Daniel 12 teaches that we will be able to count exactly 1335 days from the abomination of desolation, the strong delusion, until the return of the real Messiah. There are exactly 30 days of fleeing described in the Bible, and exactly 30 days from Purim to the first day of unleavened bread at Passover. The fleeing in the book of Exodus was on the first day of unleavened bread, a foreshadowing of the end time second Exodus, fleeing of the church and of the Jews on the same holy day high Sabbath. In Acts 2, Peter recognized a connection between the opening of sixth seal and a great number of people to be saved in the end time, which is the sealing of the 144,000 and the salvation of the great multitude of people that no one can count during the great tribulation. There is the exact number of required days needed between Purim and Passover of the first year of the great tribulation and the date of Pentecost the year before Jesus returns. There is also the exact number of required days between Purim and Passover in the first year of the great tribulation and the Day of Atonement of the year that Jesus returns. If just one of these dates are correct, all of these dates are also automatically correct by default because all five of these holy day dates fit 100% perfectly with the biblically required number of days between each and every one of them. This is a perfect alignment of not just one, or two, or three, or four, but rather five holy days. The book of Esther has tremendous symbolism between Purim and the end-time son of perdition, who people call the Antichrist, the false prophet and the ten kings that the Antichrist will appoint to rule the entire world. Jews expect the coming of Moses and Elijah at Passover of some year. This symbolizes the appearance of the two witnesses. Jews expect the marriage supper to occur on the Day of Atonement of some year. They even dress up in their wedding clothes every year on this holy day. Jews recognize the Day of Atonement as the day that God opens the Book of Life and the Book of the Dead and judges everyone. Jews teach that Purim will be the only holy day to continue to be observed after their Messiah comes, thereby indicating that the Antichrist that they will worship could return on that date, to be celebrated for all eternity. The holy feast days in the seventh month represent the final end-time fulfillment of the seventh trumpet of the seventh seal. The Feast of Trumpets on the first day of the seventh month represents the blowing of the seven trumpets of the seventh seal. Isaiah 34:8 identifies the day of the Lord as a year. In the Roman calendar, there is one year exactly between the Feast of Trumpets and the Day of Atonement. This verifies that the seventh seal will definitely be opened on the very holy day that represents it. The first trumpet blows on the Feast of Trumpets. The seventh trumpet blows on the Day of Atonement, one year later. Bible scripture declares that there will be blood in the streets up to the horse's bridle, several feet deep, during the wrath of God and at the Battle of Armageddon. Ezekiel 39 declares that it will take 7 months to bury the dead after Jesus returns. Therefore, there must be 7 months of cleaning the streets of Jerusalem before the entire world can come to Jerusalem to keep the Feast of Tabernacles as described in Zechariah 14. This leaves only 5 months of the year possible for the second coming of Jesus. There were extremely strong and amazing foreshadowings on the dates of Purim and Passover of 2017 and 2018, and again on Purim of 2019, which point to a future fulfillment of these holy days. Click to learn what happened on Purim and Unleavened Bread, Passover in 2018. Colossians 2:17 says that the holy days foreshadow/point to prophecy. For proof of the years 2022, 2023, 2024, 2025, please continue to read the detailed explanations below. Detailed proof. Day of Atonement 2025 equals saints caught up into heaven, post-tribulation, pre-wrath catching up of the saints, erroneously called the rapture. Revelation 11 verses 11 to 19 and after 3 days and an half the Spirit of life from God entered into them, the two witnesses, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, Come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. This is the resurrection of the saints. First resurrection. Catching up of the saints into heaven for the marriage supper, falsely called rapture, after the end of the great tribulation. Notice that the two witnesses had finished preaching for 3.5 years. Then their dead bodies lay in the streets of Jerusalem for 3.5 days. Then they enter heaven. The saints enter heaven at the same time according to 1 Thessalonians 4 verses 13 to 18. And the same hour was there a great earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell, and in the earthquake were slain of men 7,000, and the remnant were affrighted, and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe is past, and, behold, the third woe cometh quickly. And the seventh angel sounded, the seventh trumpet, the last trump which waits the dead saints. 1 Corinthians 15:52, Matthew 24:31, 1 Thessalonians 4:16, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord, and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders, which sat before God on their seats, fell upon their faces, and worshipped God, saying, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art, and wast, and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power, and hast reigned. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, the 41.5 days wrath begins, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, the first resurrection, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament, the ark of the covenant, and there were lightnings, and voices, and thunderings, and an earthquake, and great hail. Usually, the only day of the year that the ark of the covenant could be seen by humans is only on the Day of Atonement. Therefore, the saints will be caught up into heaven on the Day of Atonement. Then the wrath begins. Revelation 15 confirms this. Later in this article, I will show you how the exact number of days between the Day of Atonement and the seals and trumpets align perfectly, therefore also confirming this date with this specific event. Revelation 15 verses 1-8. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. The vials/bowls of wrath are full. The wrath has not yet been poured out upon mankind. And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them, the saints, that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they sing the song of Moses the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. And after that I looked, and, behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony, the ark of the covenant with the Ten Commandments, in heaven was opened. And the seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen, and having their breasts girded with golden girdles. And one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials full of the wrath of God, who liveth forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God, and from his power, and no man was able to enter into the temple, till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled. Revelation 15:8 uses the same words as 2 Chronicles 5:13 and 14, which speaks about the Feast of Tabernacles, which occurs only 5 days after the Day of Atonement. Therefore, what we see in Revelation 15 is that the saints are caught up on the Day of Atonement, and then observe the Feast of Tabernacles in heaven. They cannot observe the Feast of Tabernacles on earth that year because the streets of Jerusalem will be filled with dead bodies, Ezekiel 39:12, and blood from the wrath of God, Revelation 14:20, which begins after they are caught up into heaven. It will be a wonderful feast, marriage supper in heaven. Verse 5 uses the word tabernacle instead of ark. This is another clue that the marriage wedding will occur during the Feast of Tabernacles. Counting forward and backward from the Day of Atonement. Once we know when the saints will be caught up, we can then count the number of days backward to determine the date of the strong delusion abomination of desolation, and we can count forward to the date of Jesus' return. Daniel 12 verses 11 and 12. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth, and cometh to the 1335 days. 1290 days, when the abomination of desolation occurs in heaven, the daily sacrifice will stop on the same day. The sacrifice does not include animals. There will not be a Jewish temple built. Please click here for proof. Animal sacrifices were done away by the precious and powerful blood of Jesus. The sacrifice here can also be translated as offering, and does not have to include animals. In the New Covenant times that we now live in, our sacrifice and offering is our prayers. This verse might be referring to the daily prayers at the Western Wall on the Temple Mount, or about some kind of offerings that are presented in the Temple of God in heaven by the angels. Either way, we know 100% sure what is the abomination of desolation. It is the appearance of the Syrian president Bashar Assad. He is actually a demon, the son of Satan, in the sky, in heaven, during the Revelation 12:7 war in heaven, in a fake coming of Jesus. See the link above for proof. When we see Assad in the sky, the 1290 days will begin. The first 30 days are a time of fleeing, followed by the invasion of Israel on Passover Day, followed by 1260 days of the Great Tribulation. Revelation 11 verses 1-3 declares that the two witnesses will begin their 1260 days of prophetic ministry on the day that Israel is invaded. According to Revelation 11:3 and verse 7, they will finish those 1260 days. The time frame will not be cut short or reduced. Then they die at the end of the 1260 days of the Great Tribulation. Then their dead bodies lay in the streets for 3.5 days, and then we are caught up to heaven on the Day of Atonement. Therefore 1260 days plus 3.5 days equals 1263.5 days. Now we have already determined the dates of catching up of the saints, Jesus' return, and beginning of Great Tribulation and beginning of the ministry of the two witnesses. The invasion of Israel occurs on the same date as the ministry of the two witnesses begin according to Revelation 11 verses 2 and 3. All we need to do is to count 30 days before the Great Tribulation to find the date of the abomination of desolation, since 1260 plus 30 equals 1290 and the start of the 1290 days begins everything we are talking about. 30 days before the first day of unleavened bread. Click here to read the article that gives more detailed proof of 1335 days between the strong delusion and the second coming of Jesus. Pentecost 2024 opening of sixth seal. This information will help confirm that we have all of the dates correct. To determine that the opening of the sixth seal will occur on Pentecost, we must compare Acts 2 verses 14 to 21, Joel 2 verses 28 to 31 and Revelation 6:12 to chapter 7 verse 9. I will let you read those verses in your Bible now. In Acts 2 verses 14 to 21 we see a great outpouring of God's Holy Ghost upon the people and many people are saved. We also see that in Revelation 6 verse 12, all the way to chapter 7 verse 9 when the sixth seal is opened. Joel 2 and Revelation 6 have the exact same context and events. Joel 2 also shows a great outpouring of His Holy Ghost upon people in the end times. In Revelation 7 verse 9, we see that many people are saved because of the ministry of the 144,000 which begins at the opening of sixth seal. It is definitely an end-time day of Pentecost. In Acts 2, Peter thought that the end of the world had come, because he knew the connection between the sixth seal and a great revival and outpouring of the Holy Ghost and many people getting saved. Although Peter was wrong about it being the coming of Jesus, his misunderstanding helps us to understand the connection of the sixth seal and the day of Pentecost in our time. Revelation 7:13 and chapter 9 verses 13 to 15. There will be 13 months and 1 day between the sixth seal and sixth trumpet. Revelation 9 verses 1 and 10 there must also be 5 months between fifth trumpet and Jesus' return. The last 41.5 days is the wrath of God. There are 3.5 days between the end of the 1260 days and the catching up of the saints into heaven for the marriage supper. The time length between each and every one of these dates is perfect. But we can be wrong by hours or 1 to 2 days per date. Purim is always 2 days. The Day of Atonement always stretches across the last half of 1 day and into the first half of a second day. Therefore, it's best to not give just only one date for each event, but always consider the possibility of an event occurring either in the morning, or afternoon, or evening, or overnight, on either date of a holy day. Half of a day calculations could play a major role in determining the exact date. It's not our goal to get the dates down to the exact minute or second. Giving time spans of 1 to 3 days in either direction is sufficient to warn the people that they must prepare. The main goal is repentance and salvation of the people, not the giving of dates. Additional proof of connection between Purim and the appearance of the Antichrist. When I say the Antichrist, I am talking about the demon that the Bible actually calls the son of perdition. I am using the word Antichrist only because it is the vocabulary of the world. I am talking about the 12th Imam Mahdi, the end-time Islamic world leader that will persecute and martyr the saints. Purim is taught in the Book of Esther. In the Book of Esther we read about the 10 sons of Haman. These 10 sons prophetically represent the 10 kings that will rule the world under Assad. They are symbolically his sons. Haman symbolically represents Assad, who is Iranian, as Haman was. Assad's grandfather migrated from Iran to Syria. These 10 kings/sons are the 10 horns of the beast in Revelation 13:1, and the 10 toes of the image in Daniel 2 verses 40-43. In the Greek Septuagint, the Bible that Jesus and the apostles used, now available in the English language in the Alpha and Omega Bible, in Esther 7 verse 4, Haman was called the Diabolos, Greek Strong's number 1228, the same word used for the devil in Revelation 12. Click to confirm the Greek word in Revelation 12. And click here to confirm the Greek word in Esther 7 verse 4. In English, it says slanderer in that particular translation. You can click on it and see very easily that it can be translated as devil, Satan. Compare the two links. Assad, the Antichrist, is not Satan. But Assad is a devil. There are many devils. The Greek word is not specific to Satan only. It can be applied to any demon. Assad is a demon, as the other pages on this ministry reveal and as the Bible reveals. In Esther 1:1 in the Greek Septuagint, the Alpha and Omega Bible, Mordecai has a dream that reveals to him that there was two serpents/devils that was plotting against the kings. These two serpents prophetically represent serpent number 1, the end time Antichrist, Assad. Serpent number 2, the office of the false prophet, which has two horns, which means that the one office of the false prophet actually includes both Popes Benedict and Francis. The context of Esther 1:1 in the Alpha and Omega Bible shows very clearly prophetic language of the end time great tribulation and wrath. Jewish teachings about Purim. The Jews proclaim that Purim will be the only holy day observed after the Messiah returns. That's very odd. They get this from Esther 9:28, where it says that Purim will be remembered forever. However, there are other verses that proclaim that other holy days will also be observed after Jesus returns. See Zechariah 14. But the Jews choose to ignore Zechariah 14 and other verses and only focus on Esther 9:28 when it comes to this false teaching. Why are they teaching that only Purim will be observed? It is because that if their Messiah comes on the date of Purim, it is not the true Messias, spelled correctly, but rather, it will be the Antichrist who will claim to be the Messiah. And that date will be celebrated throughout the reign of the false Messiah. Also, the Jews recognize a theme of hiding or hidden things in the holiday of Purim and in the book of Esther. Esther hides her Jewish identity until the right time to reveal herself. The Jews also claim that God is hiding in the book of Esther until he chooses to reveal himself in the Mir Ikul deliverance. The Muslims teach that the end-time 12th Imam Mahdi, our Antichrist, is hiding his true identity until the right time to reveal himself. So there is that connection between the Antichrist and Purim. Connection between Purim and Day of Atonement. The Day of Atonement is called by the Jews Yom Kippur. But it is sometimes also called Yom Kippurim, Day like Purim. The Jews recognize a connection between the holy days of Purim and Atonement. The word Purim means casting of lots. In Leviticus 16, we see that the high priest was instructed to cast lots on the Day of Atonement in order to determine which goat would represent the scapegoat, Azazel goat, which means it would represent the lost people who are cast out of the presence of God because the blood of Jesus does not cover/save them. And the other goat chosen by lot/lottery would represent the saved people, who the blood of Jesus will atone for. This represents a judgment day. It represents the judgment which will occur at the time of the first resurrection, wrongfully called the rapture. See Revelation 11:18 and the article about the Day of Atonement. The Jews also wear their wedding garments on the Day of Atonement because they recognize that the wedding feast will occur on the Day of Atonement. Truly, we will be caught up to heaven on the Day of Atonement. The time period of 1,000 years between the first and the second resurrections will be exactly 1,000 years, not a day less or a day more. Therefore, since the first resurrection occurs on the Day of Atonement, then the second resurrection must also occur on the Day of Atonement. Then follows exactly 100 years, Isaiah 65:20, for everyone's last change to repent. Therefore, the great white throne judgment must also occur on the Day of Atonement. In fact, the Jews recognize the Day of Atonement as the day that God opens the Book of Life and the Book of the Dead and issues judgment. Notice the separation between two groups of people in Matthew 25 verses 31 to 46 and Revelation 21 verses 7 and 8, Revelation 22 verses 14 and 15 and the separation of the two goats on the Day of Atonement in Leviticus 16. Passover 2022, appearance of the two witnesses and the fleeing. The Jews have a tradition/ritual every Passover, to set a plate for Elijah, and to open the door of their house and welcome Elijah to come in. This is because they recognize that the end time Moses and Elijah, but it will not be really them, because they are both dead and buried, the two witnesses, will come on Passover. We have already proven in the timeline of end time events, that the two witnesses will start their ministry on Passover. This is now confirmed by the Jewish tradition. There is also historical precedence for an invasion of Israel on a holy day. On the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, 1973, Syria invaded Israel. Proof. Although this is a different date than what we are saying for our end-time invasion, the point is this: there has been a Syrian invasion of Israel on a high holy day before, and there will again be another invasion of Israel by Syria on a high holy day. So it makes lots of sense for the first invasion to be on the Day of Atonement 1973 and the last invasion to occur on the date of Passover/Unleavened Bread. The original Passover Exodus and the second Exodus in 2022. In the book of Exodus, we see that the Israelites were told to eat the Passover in haste, quickly, with their staff in their hand and shoes on their feet, Exodus 12:11, because they were to flee at sunrise on the first day of unleavened bread. They had to flee so quickly that their bread would not be able to be leavened, even if they wanted it to or even if they were allowed to. And they were not able to fix breakfast that morning. Exodus 12:39. Matthew 24 verses 15 to 21 tells us that when the Jews flee in the end times, at the beginning of the Great Tribulation, they will not have time to pack clothes or prepare anything. They are to flee immediately. Although the Bible timeline of the seven seals and seven trumpets does reveal that the church will have 30 days of fleeing, from Purim until Passover, there will be one major day in which that most Jews and Israelites will flee, because most people will still hold on to hope until the final moment when they finally realize that they must flee. Since the day of fleeing in the book of Exodus was on the first day of unleavened bread, it also makes sense that it will be on that same holy day in the end times. Revelation 12 verse 14 uses the same words as Exodus 19:4 concerning carrying his people on eagle's wings, which we understand as God leading his people into the wilderness. It is too perfect that from Purim until Passover is 30 days and we have 30 days of fleeing. Click here to see proof of 30 days of fleeing. Final 41 and a half days wrath begins on Day of Repay 2025. The Day of Atonement can also be translated as Day of Repay. The word atonement does not only simply mean mercy, reconciliation, appeasement by sacrifice of Jesus' blood, reconciliation, but rather, more so, the word actually means repay, pay back, propitiation, reparations. In other words, the Day of Atonement is the beginning of wrath/vengeance, the repay to the wicked for their sins. Deuteronomy 32 verses 41-43. If I whet my glittering sword, and mine hand take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance, wrath/repay, to mine enemies, and will reward, repay, them that hate me. I will make mine arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh, and that with the blood of the slain and of the captives, from the beginning of revenges, repay/atonement, upon the enemy. Rejoice, O ye nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants, and will render vengeance, wrath, to his adversaries, and will be merciful unto his land, and to his people. Numbers 29 verses 7-11, Isaiah 34 verses 1-9 and Ezekiel 39 verses 17-19 all confirm that when Jesus returns, he will slaughter/sacrifice the wicked people the same as if they were actually the same four specific type of animals that were sacrificed only on the Day of Atonement every year. It won't be a real sacrifice of animals. But God will treat the wicked people as if they were these four specific types of animals. The slaughter will not occur only on the one day of the Battle of Armageddon, but rather will begin on the Day of Atonement as we see with the word beginning in Deuteronomy 32:42. The year of the Day of the Lord from the Feast of Trumpets 2024 until the Day of Atonement 2025. Isaiah 34:8 For it is the day of the Lord's vengeance, and the year of recompenses, repay, for the controversy of Zion. The context of Isaiah 34:8 is the end-time slaughter of the wicked as if they were the exact same specific animals that would be sacrificed on the Day of Atonement. But this verse says it occurs over a period of a year. In the Roman calendar, there is exactly 1 year between the Fiesta of Trumpets and the Day of Atonement. The Fiesta/Feast of Trumpets pictures/represents/symbolizes the blowing of the seven trumpets of the seventh seal. The fact that the Bible says that there will be a year of repay, and the fact that there is 1 year between these two holy days, and the fact that the Feast of Trumpets represents the seven trumpets, all total to the rightful conclusion that the seventh seal will truly be opened on the date of the Feast of Trumpets. Therefore, the first trumpet will blow on the Feast of Trumpets, and the seventh trumpet will blow on the Day of Atonement. It's a perfect picture. Marriage wedding in heaven during Feast of Tabernacles 2025. The tradition of Jewish weddings is that the groom and bride fast, Day of Atonement, followed by time alone in their tabernacle including a private meal between the bride and groom, followed by 7 days of celebration, Feast of Tabernacles. Source. This traditional wedding is very symbolic of the holy days of the Day of Atonement and the Feast of Tabernacles. Colossians 2 teaches that the holy days point to prophecy. Colossians 2 verses 16 and 17. Let no man therefore judge you in meat, or in drink, or in respect of an holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. That scripture is twisted and distorted by billions of people in an effort to try to say that the holy days are done away with or deleted. But what these verses actually teach, is that as followers of Jesus who are keeping the holy days and Sabbaths, that we are not to allow people to condemn us for keeping these days. And that the holy days point to Christ and future events. The fact that the end-time prophetic events will occur on the dates of these festivals, is one more proof that we are to continue to observe these festivals and that the festivals are still important to God, even in the New Covenant era in the end time. Perfect picture of the holy days. The end-time events are in order with the perfect order of the holy days. 1 First Purim, occurs in the 12th month. But occasionally occurs in the spring on or after the spring equinox in the new year, thereby not being the last holy day of the year, but rather the first. 2 Then Passover/Unleavened Bread, first month in the spring. 3 Then Pentecost, summer. 4 Then the Feast of Trumpets, first day of 7th month. 5 Then the Day of Atonement. It makes perfect sense that the seals will be opened in the perfect order of the holy days that symbolize the end-time events. Prophetic Psalms 22-25 equals proof of 2022-2025. The following is our brief notes from the sermon preached on March 6, 2021, 23rd day of 12th month. Testimony of 2006-2008 Revelation of Ides, full moon of March, equals Purim of some year. Tornado equals storm equals Antichrist Assad invading USA/Israel equals start of Great Tribulation. For details of the 2006-2008 tornado prophecy in relation to the Ides full moon of March, please click here. Later that same year of 2008, Jesus started showing me the number 22 also. Number 22 God shows me things, speaks to me, confirms and reveals. 22 is the number of double judgment equals Great Tribulation. 22 equals 2022 is the year. Purim of 2022 equals will be the fulfillment of the strong delusion of 2 Thess 2, also known as the abomination of desolation in Matthew 24 and Daniel 12. Psalm 22 equals 2022 Psalm 23 equals 2023 Psalm 24 equals 2024 Psalm 25 equals 2025. Psalm 22 represents 2022. The words the morning in the heading of the psalm equals down from darkness to light, from suffering to redemption slash deliverance, which is theme of Esther. Down or morning equals beginning. Psalm 22 is read by the Jews on Purim. And on Passover by Christians. The Jews say that Psalm 22 is about Esther. Verses 13 and 21 Mouth of a lion equals Assad Revelation 13:2. Assad is Arabic for lion. Iran in Revelation 13:2 also. The book of Esther occurs in ancient Persia slash Iran. Verse 18 Cast lots equals Purim slash Esther and Passover connected in this psalm. They casted lots for Jesus' clothes. Esther was said to be the 22nd book of the Bible by the Talmud, Maimonides, and the Shulchan Aruch slash Code of Jewish Law. Psalm 22 can be said to be related to Passover with 100% confidence. Doesn't even require to have a Purim connection, it still would be the 22 year for Passover. Why Christ quoted Psalm 22 on Passover, actually on the first day of unleavened bread, equals to give us a clue toward the Passover that begins the Great Tribulation. But also because, when the invasion of Israel, including the USA, occurs and there's no rapture, then the traditional Babylonian churches and the Americans, Israelites, Europeans, and many other people will say my God, why have you forsaken me? But the truth is that God did not forsake the people, but rather that the people forsook God. Many Christian scholars consider Psalm 22 the most important psalm in the Bible. And Psalm 23 as the most famous/popular/known. Purim of 2022 will be on St. Patrick's Day March 17. One of the two Bibles recently left on my doorstep has 2 four-leaf clovers marking Psalm 22-25. The shamrock, clover, is the symbol of St. Patrick, who is strongly tied with teaching the Trinity. The Trinity is extremely important to the Antichrist Assad and his manifestation with the two horns of the office of the false prophet, Pope Francis, and Pope Benedict. The other Bible had in the front cover, the Serenity Prayer which confirmed last week's sermon against vain Babylonian prayers of St. Francis, St. Patrick, St. Teresa, Martin Luther King, Rudyard Kipling, Niebuhr, and many other Babylonian leaders. The two Bibles were left on the doorstep of the ministry, as donations, on that Sabbath day. Since there was a major confirmation of the sermon in one of those Bibles on that exact same day, it's double confirmation for the second Bible to also have a huge confirmation, with the clovers marking the pages of Psalm 22-25. This revelation comes immediately after Jesus led me to teach against Saint Francis, and famous prayers of demonic people such as famous Catholic saints and others. The list of vain prayers from that sermon included Saint Patrick. This confirms that this revelation is from Jesus and not my imagination, as I did not know that Purim of 2022 would be St. Patrick's Day, and continues the theme of teaching given by Jesus in the last 2+ sermons. Also the theme of false love and false peace, White Horse Revelation 6, Saint Francis, Saint Patrick, Saint Valentine, Pope Francis, Assad, all claim to be in the spirit of love and peace, but are actually demonic. 2023 is impossible to be the year that starts the Great Tribulation, because if the Great Tribulation were to start in 2023, not all of the holy days would align in the perfect number of days declared by Scripture. I don't believe that we would go 3 more years. And it's impossible for 2 more years. So only 1 more year sounds correct. 2026 is also impossible because Purim won't be in March, but April. Ides, full moon, of March is required because of what Jesus taught me in 2008. Skip Psalm 23 and come back to it later. Psalm 24 represents 2024. Heading says Sunday, referring originally to Pentecost. Psalm 24 is read by Lutherans on the 7th Sunday after Pentecost. Going up to the mountain and lift up your gates equals Pentecost annual pilgrimage. The only pilgrimage that occurs on a Sunday is only Pentecost. Generation of those who seek Him equals people getting saved like never before. Revelation 6:12-7:17. Psalm 25 presents 2025. Verse 1: Lift up my soul equals resurrection on the Day of Atonement of 2025. Last half of 25 verse 11 read by the Jews on the Day of Atonement. Verse 11: Jesus' atonement for our sins. Forgive or propitiate in Greek Septuagint is more specific to atone. AOB Bible updated to say atone. Also Apostolic Bible Polyglot says atone. Benjamin Siegel states, the central verse, verse 11, stands alone. He explains that it is a prayer for forgiveness in the singular. The second half of the verse is used as part of the Yom Kippur liturgy, which is unusual because sins are generally stated in the plural during our communal Day of Atonement. Siegel, pages 115, 117. Greek Orthodox Bible notes say that the psalm is Jesus lifting up the church in prayer. Theme of deliverance for the righteous and judgment for the wicked. Psalm 26. Psalm 26 does not refer to year 2026, but continues to theme of the Day of Atonement for judgment. It actually skips the 1,000 plus 100 years, from the Day of Atonement when we are caught up at the first resurrection, until the Day of Atonement exactly 1,100 years later. Day of Atonement 1,100 years after Jesus returns equals final judgment lake of fire, purify us with fire. Not sit with wicked equals separation on the left and the right on the Day of Judgment. Matthew 25 verses 31-46. Destroy not my soul with the wicked. Matthew 10:28. Please examine our article about the truth about heaven and hell. Psalm 23 represents 2023. Through the valley of the shadow of death equals the first 2.5 years of the Great Tribulation before there's finally a great deliverance beginning with Pentecost of 2024 in the final 1 year. 2023 is the only year that is not connected to a holy day, and not read on any holy day, which is part of the proof of these psalms being prophetic. One final year from now in March 2021 to March 20th, 22 for us to prepare is a great opportunity for all of us to continue to mature, grow in truth and prepare spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, especially newcomers to the truth. And great opportunity for us to witness to more people, and for more people to come into the truth. We no longer have to blow an uncertain sound / trumpet. No more just a possibility. It is now, thus saith the Lord. And it's awesome that now we can blow the trump with surety and not with an uncertain sound. What about the heavenly signs we saw in 2020? What about the Abraham Accords and 1 Thessalonians 5:3 sudden destruction? It is still true that everything that has happened on 2020 and previous years is part of the sorrows and birth pains in Matthew 24. We were truly in that season, since the end of this age actually began as soon as Jesus was conceived in Mary. Everything is just increasing and the signs are increasing. But whereas I said about 2021 being only a strong possibility, I am now saying about 2022, thus say the Lord. Big difference. Major divine confirmations. On Friday, I purchased an used bicycle at a local pawn shop. Later that day when inspecting the receipt, I noticed that they used the Clover.com point of sale payment transaction processor. Their symbol on their website is a four-leaf clover. I had never heard of the Clover payment processor before. So this is not a common processor. And normally the payment processor is never even listed in a receipt. After the sermon, Brother Jared shared with me that the first Nobel Prize was awarded in December 19, 01. That would be the opening of first seal. The fifth seal will be opened in March or April 20, 22, which will be 120 years after the opening of the first seal of the White Horse of the Nobel Prizes. Just as soon as Jared texted me about 120 years, he also immediately saw a pickup truck with four horses engraved in truck's front grille. Moses lived to be 120 years old. And Noah preached about the flood for 120 years until it happened. Also, Jared shared with me that from the time of the Ides of March 2008 until Ides of March 20, 22 will be 14 years. Remember that Jesus showed me number 14 repeatedly in connection with the Ides of March. Ides of March equals full moon equals Purim. Also Jared pointed out to me that our ministry worship songbook pages 22 to 25 also match the themes mentioned in Psalm 22 to 25. I looked and yes they do. Praise Jesus for these additional confirmations. The day of Jesus' return equals Armistice Day equals Veterans Day November 11, 2025. Armistice Day was the end of WW1 and will be the end of WW3. We can now begin to celebrate this date every year. Please read the following article. We can never know the day of Jesus' return refuted/debunked. What must we do? Please review the summary of the evidence at the top of this article. The most important things that we must do are spiritual. These dates prove that the holy days of the Bible are still important to Jesus and that we should still be observing these holy days in our modern New Covenant era. Therefore, we should promise Jesus that we will observe and keep and celebrate the annual holy days and the weekly seventh day of rest and worship on Saturdays on sunrise to sunrise. We must also repent of observing the ancient Islamic pagan holidays of Christmas and Easter, and also repent of satanic Halloween. You must be baptized in full immersion of water, be born again, in Jesus' name, and not in the name of the pagan Assyrian Trinity. You must promise to not buy or sell or eat anything marked halal. You should fast and pray about whether to stay or leave the location where you presently live. You should absolutely flee the urban cities and coastlines, and earthquake danger zones and hurricane danger zones ASAP. Leave areas that are near military installations, since those locations will be targets of invasion. You should fast and pray about whether you should stock up extra food and survival supplies. But if you do not repent of all of your sins, the physical preparations will be in vain. Please examine every article on this website, to help you learn and grow in the real truth and be delivered from all of the lies and deceptions of the devil and his false churches/religions/denominations. This is the end of this article. Thanks for listening.